This is the podcast. Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanaseo Pukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
past. How can we stand between two opinions? Is it Baal or God? So we can be in church and we have opinions. Is it about God or is it about church? So you can be in church, but when you are in trouble, you go to the devil. And it's a very common occurrence in the body of Christ. I heard a story when I was in Nigeria that recently pastor was telling me that there was a particular denomination that the father had a pastor's conference, and then God opened his eye and he told the pastors, he started removing his dress, like I'm preaching. I removed my dress and removed his stringers, and he was bare-chested. And he said, all the pastors to do the same. And when they remove it, they will say, I want everybody to do what I've done. Some of them has tarismas. Tarisma on their waist. Tarisma on their preachers. Preachers. So if I ask everybody to remove their dress now, I don't know what we are going to see. Yeah. I don't know whether we should try it now. And the women are not part, just the men. No, don't be afraid. We can't add the woman to it. Hallelujah. Because a woman's charisma will be at a very special place. I'm not too sure. I didn't ask the pastor who told me whether there were women in the service. But they see some of them, it was on their arm. Some of them, it was on their somewhere. Yeah. And the reason people do that is that sometimes the basis is fear. It's fear. I love you, God. But this particular side, you can't protect me. Let me go to Oboni to give me something. That means that God is not powerful enough to protect us. Now, before we sit down, Isaiah chapter 60, let's all read it. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. How many? Do you like this scripture? You like it? Let's read it again. Arise and shine. That's interesting. God give you a word, and the next one is you don't like it. The moment he said, rise and shine, look at what he said next. He said that, for behold, let's read it. Wait, read that one portion again. Are you living on the earth? Get ready. Let's continue reading. Wait, let's go to the New Living Translation. Let's read it up to where the column is, and then we stop. Let's read it. Ready, go. Have you noticed the different translations of the Bible? This one say earth. When it say earth, you may think that where you are staying, you are in Jupiter. But this one, as a modern English, I say all nations. That means that prophetically, and this is written by a prophet, prophetically, we are going to a place that... We are going to enter a season that getting a visa to go to another country does not mean you have escaped. So get it straight. Get it straight. This is a prophetic word. You don't want to hear this. Hallelujah. Now, a time is coming. As a prophet of God, I can tell you that the safest place to live is Africa. We are almost there. We are almost there. We are coming to the place that instead of we kiwi, people should kill and come. Because darkness, and the reason is that very soon we are going to enter the place where you can only go where God is. Your survivor will be where God is, where there is a revival. Not necessarily where there is money. Hallelujah. I travel and transit a lot through Dubai. And I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of different people who work in different places. And I realized that it's a very, what I call, tourist country. They managed to develop the country for the past 20 years. They have managed to invite a lot of people from different countries to come. Some of them have stayed there. But I realized that even though it looks like everything is glittering and shining, it is not easy for the people living there. It's not easy for the people living there. You may make some money, you can get what you can eat, but you cannot build reserves. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And it's not different from anywhere, unless God is with you. Unless the Lord is. So the Bible said that darkness as black as night covers the earth. And I was telling the Americans that difficult days are ahead. Very difficult days are ahead. Because we are now going to reap the harvest of coronavirus. Now, let me tell you this. When the virus came to the earth, the reason you were locked down is that you were afraid. But that is not the interest of the devil. If the devil is really interested in what he wants to do, he will make sure the virus will not go. But at a certain point, he calculated the virus as a seed. He managed to plant it. Now, it grew at a certain point. But what is the harvest? Now, what was the harvest of First World War? What was the harvest of Second World War? Now, the Third World War, he didn't use ammunition, he used a sickness. Lord bless you. You may be seated. I'm not too sure whether you are hearing me. Maybe when you sit down, you hear. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Difficult days are ahead. Hallelujah. Now, I also told them at the all night that anytime there's a difficult day, it becomes an opportunity because all the people that are covenant with God, God bless them in difficult days. Hello? Are you with me? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, every one of them was blessed in difficult days. And the reason is what? Listen to me. How many of you want God to bless you? Good. How many of you want to be blessed? How many of you want to enjoy the blessings of God? What should God get after blessing you? So if God bless you, then God has a mind of blessing you. One, number one, the first reason God bless you is that he bless you to get the glory. So if God blesses you, he wants everybody to acknowledge that where you used to be and how far you have come. It is only God who can do that. And when people acknowledge doing that, it brings him the glory. Hallelujah. Number two, God also blesses you so that he can use you. Hello. That means that God can decide to give you money so that when he is about to bless others, you become the channel for the people. Oh, Jesus. God is about to bless you to enjoy from what he has given to you. So when you become God's kingdom treasurer, then God gives you money so that from your side he can distribute it. But let's talk about the first one. Somebody say glory. So if God blesses you, you get the glory. If God doesn't get the glory, then there's no need for you to bless you. Now, however, if everybody is talking about a good economy and he blesses you, he doesn't get the glory. Because the economy is good. Everybody really doesn't work, but they are getting blessed. But when there is a difficulty and you pop up with a blessing, then it's a demonstration that this one can only be God. So in the book of Genesis chapter number 12 and verse number 10, I told you that when God blesses you, so when you come to 31st December and you hear about the prophetic word, about what God is going to do, it does not mean you should go back and sleep. Amen. This year was our year of shining. Did you really shine? Bit and bit. It's better. Amen. Because all prophetic words just automatically manifest. Now, when you go to this particular chapter, verse 1, I told you on the all night that was 31st December. You get all the good ways. 31st, there is going to be different prophecies. There was a time, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have, name them. Especially the crazy one, TikTok. Now, all those things are there. So, if you come to Portis and there was a prophetic word, you only hear from Portis. But now, some of you, by the time we finish 31st, it's not only what Portis has said. You are going to check a Prophet Obulolo, what he said. Prophet Nkodo, what he said. Prophet Da. It has its own advantage. It has its own disadvantage. The advantage is that it's a blessing. The voices of God are going around different places. You have access to other people who you not necessarily be in their church, but you have access to their grace. However, you can also have access to people who are preaching, but they are confused. I'm preaching. This is advantage and disadvantage. Everything has its bad side. The bad side is that you are there, somebody come and them just condemn tightly. Then the weak are afraid. You are there, you hear somebody just condemn different things. Things that are in the Bible, people are condemning it. Hallelujah. You see sound preachers come back later and preach. I've seen in my small years of preaching the gospel, I see people who wrote and preach about a subject and write a book, and today come back and say it's wrong. So there's so much confusion in our generation. If you are not stamped in the things of God, it is also a generation that you find it difficult to read your Bible. Because everybody is expecting somebody to read the Bible for you. So when you come to church, no, Bible reading is not my job. Daddy must read the Bible and come and preach. So as I'm preaching, even if I quote a wrong scripture, you will know. Some of you are sitting, anything I say is from God. Even the Bible, so everything that the Bible said that you can practice. The Bible can say that. And Judas hung himself. The next verse said, go and do likewise. So you can quote the scripture to commit suicide. But that's only God call for suicide. No. So one of the problems we are facing is that we have a bunch of Christians serving the Lord, but they don't know God for themselves. They know God through another person. Now, this is where it is. Now, watch this. So in verse number 1 is 31st December. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of your country. This is a prophecy. Don't it look like that? And from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I'll show you. Okay, just in case I obey, what will happen? Now God will not even wait for you to ask that question. You answer it ahead. And if you do that, I will make of you a great nation. Wow. One person, I'm going to be a nation. What a blessing. What else again? I will bless you. Wow. And what else again? I will make your name great. Who doesn't want his name to be great? Do you know the reason why you post things on Facebook? So that you can get. Please talk to me. 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 How many of you girls has posted your picture this 31st December, this Christmas? Have you posted your picture? Why are you lying? On Facebook, don't you post? But you'll be posting today. Okay. Do you know why they post it? So that men will see them. So that they can know. Today people are married on Facebook. Do you know that? You meet a guy on Facebook. You didn't meet him in the Facebook. You meet on Facebook. So you marry before you know that your husband doesn't have leg. Because if somebody doesn't have leg, he take a picture from. Very exciting generation. Don't you think so? Something has opened up. Everybody, those who are not supposed to talk. Because you see, talking is not for everybody. It's not everybody that's supposed to make a statement in the public because you don't have that grace. The reason is that everything you say is foolishness. So you are not built to speak, even pastors. It's not every pastor that must come on Facebook because you might not be called for the body of Christ. If you are not called for the body of Christ, whatever you say, you don't have grace to back it. I know you won't cry, but that's what it is. But for your generation, do you know what your generation is called? Celebrity generation. Everybody wants to be known. Everybody wants to make a statement. Everybody wants to insult. There was a time you pay before you show because you can only go to the TV and it was expensive. Now it's free. For why the devil make it free, only heaven can tell. You sit in your room, you take your phone, pack, 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 you are out. Then you start hearing comment, nice girl. So you post something, you put on there. Now, are you nice? Nice girl. Glory to God. I tap into. Maybe you are struggling, but they tap into your struggle. Wow. I'm preaching. Now listen. Most of the deliverance service in church, because you have tapped into things you are not supposed to tap into. The fact that you see people putting nice pictures, nobody will put their ugly picture on their page. Never. Nobody will put their ugly picture on their page. Hallelujah. And the way you look at church this morning is not the way you look at home. A lot of things has added to make you look the way you are looking. So when you marry a girl this morning and you see and you say, I love you, that is not what you are going to live at all. You are going to face a reality when they take off the wig. Now, listen. I was transiting in Dubai recently, and I heard, I don't know whether it was my spirit or Holy Ghost, I was going, the Lord said, everything here is artificial. I begin to meditate about it. Everything is artificial. Everything. And if it is man-made, it can collapse. People are sweeping away because of all kinds of things. There's nothing wrong in getting material things. But don't get it outside God. So if you come to church, if you come and you are Christian and you are trying to marry based on beauty and attraction, you have mixed it. Because we are in a generation that beauty can be bought only on Sunday. Only on Sunday. And when people look good, they hide their character. Amen. If you like, follow some of them to the house. And let them take off the wig and wipe off the makeups. Maybe what you call hips is foam. I'm not trying to explain. I'm trying to tell the reality of what we are telling. Oh, yes. That is the reality. It's foam. They don't want us to say. So, a lot of men are getting confused. They are getting seriously confused. They are not looking at a lot of size. Are you getting it? Now, because the emphasis is on attraction, we are not building character. And the thing about attraction and beauty is that it has a deception on the side. Because when you are looking good, you hide who you are. Temporary. Until reality hits you. Let's come back to the Bible. Amen. I told Americans, I said that you might know God, but not the God of the Bible. Because the God of the Bible might be different from the God you know. What did I say? The God of what? This is the only book that shows us who God is. No other book. No other book. I have even also noticed that there is another danger. Another danger in our body of Christ now is Christian literature. Things that people have written in the name of Christian books, it might not be God that led them to write. So you can read one book, and when you finish it, you are out of faith. Darkness shall cover the earth. And he said, I will make of thee a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Is it not a word? What a word. Now, he didn't add verse 10. God never add verse 10 to the blessing. God didn't say anything about verse 10. We get to verse 10, the Bible said that verse 10 is totally, and there was farming. After the word, I'm going to be great, I'm going to be a great man, and my name is going to be great. Where come from the farming? And there was farming. And there was farming. And there was farming in the land. 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 I know 2024 is going to be election year for Ghana. Now some of you have started putting your heart inside. And you are going to hear Choboy Choboy. Let me tell you something. It is time. Truth must be told. It is time for you to take your mind and your confidence out of the knowledge of the fact that somebody must become a president for you to be well with you. It's the greatest deception you are ever walking in. Because nobody has power to change a country. There is another thing. Vote for anybody you have to vote for, but know God for yourself. Because I saw the attitude of people 8 years ago when there was voting, and I realized that one of the things I learned about you people, especially Ghanaians, I don't know about Nigerians well, I'm trying to study about Sierra Leoneans, but let me talk about you over the years I know. Number one, there's an attitude you have, you easily forget. So you see, when we are dealing with a Ghanaian, don't worry. No matter how you pinch them, squeeze them, let them feel the pain. Eh? But squeeze them to get whatever you want from them. When you get it, when the pain go, they will forget. Now, for unfortunately, all the politicians say, you won't like what I'm saying, but I have to tell you. I have a responsibility to make sure I tell you that. Are you getting it? So, it was like, and among all the presidents that has come to Ghana as I grew up, there is one I've taken a prophetic word from him. His name is called Jonathan Mills. And probably was faithful. He said that she was in power, and he said that only God can change Ghana. None of the presidents has told us that. They all say they will do it, they will do it. But I said, only God can change Ghana. I didn't have an opportunity. If I met him, I was going to ask him deeper why he said that. And I realized that I didn't have an opportunity and he went to be with the Lord. But I have to find out from God why. One of the things I learned is that one person become a president doesn't have capacity to change a country. Because if you are president, you have one or small office. You can't be a president and be a minister of finance. You can't be a president and be a minister of agric. So even if you are a good president and you have a bad minister of, I won't mention for you to get angry because it's your uncle. It still has a problem and it still has, why have your face changed? A disadvantage. I'll come back to my message. Let me say, I don't know why the Holy Ghost is taking me here. Are you getting the point now? Now, the Bible even said in the book, in the one of the prophets, I think it's Hosea, said that if the weak righteous is surrounded by the wicked, then justice is perverted. So as we get to the place of darkness and famine, don't just go and vote in the mind that when somebody become a president, you will be a millionaire. It won't happen. It's not going to happen to you. Even if you get the money and it's not right, as the ostrich lays an egg and hatcheth it not, is it a book of Lamentation? Find it for me. As the ostrich lays egg and hatcheth it not, Jesus Christ. So it is with a man that get prosperity but not right. The Bible says he shall live it in the midst of his days. One day during the spiritual fund, I will tell you once again. So one secret with money. Listen, the money you can get and enjoy is the one God gave you. And you got it under covenant. Any money you get by crookedness, by the laws of the supernatural, you are not permitted to enjoy it. You either leave it and die and leave it, or whilst you are alive, it will vanish out of your hand. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 11. Put it on the screen. Okay, it's there. As the partridge. Now, the word partridge, I think the closest animal is ostrich. Seated on an egg and hatched them not. So is he that get riches. And not by right. He get the riches, but he didn't get it by right. He shall leave the riches in the midst of his days. And at the end, he shall become a fool. Bible. Look at your neighbor and say, get the money on the right way. Get it on the right way. I don't want to mention, there was a president in one of the countries in Africa. He stole money so much that this was the first time that the money was stolen. It was returned back to the country. He died in the midst of prostitutes. I don't tell you, go and do a research. He's a president in one of the countries in El Salvador area there. Give me the New Living Translation. Let me show you something. I'll come back to my message. Like a partridge that hatches egg, she has not laid. So are those who get their wealth by unjust means. Mommy, 10 years. At midlife, they will lose their riches. Midlife. They will lose their riches. And in the end, they will become poor old fools. Bible. Bible. Tell your neighbor, Bible. And this is what the Jesus said, the scriptures cannot be broken. This is what Jesus said. That means that whatever Bible has said, it doesn't matter what you say about it. It cannot change. If you don't go by what the word is saying, go to the Amplified Version. Finally, let me move to what I have to move to. Like the patriarch that gathers a brood which she did not hatch, and sit on eggs which she has not laid. So is he who get riches by unjust means and not by right. That means that in the midst of the famine, we must know you, because one of the major temptations of the famine is that you get riches by unjust means. It is already happening. It is already happening. It is already happening. You can be in church and you are pushing cocaine. You can be in church as a young girl and you are following somebody's husband. And the man has bought you a car. And the man has opened a bank account. And every man transfer 50,000. It's riches, but not rights. You can be following somebody's husband. And check all those who follow people's husband. They will not clap. But I want to preach anyway. Now watch this. You can be following somebody's husband who give money to you more than his wife. Because normally, the slave queens get more than the permanent queens. That is Prophet Nana's version. This is God's servant's version. The permanent queens, and let me give them another way, the legal queens. They don't get much as the slave. Because he that slays shall be slayed. It's the law of seed time and harvest time. Give the Lord a clap, prophet, if you love Jesus. It's the law of seed time and harvest. The Bible said, sit on an egg which he has not laid. So is he who get riches by unjust means and not by right. He will leave them, or they will leave him. So either you leave the riches, or the riches will leave you, whichever one. So if there is a little mercy, then the riches will leave you. You live long and in poverty. Or if the judgment is strong, then you will leave the riches. He will leave them in the midst of his days. At his end, he will be a fool. At his end, he will be a fool. At his end, he will be a fool. That means that anybody stealing, wisdom is far away from you. Hello? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Tell your neighbor, famine is coming. Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 10. Genesis chapter 12 verse 10. That was where I was reading. And there was famine in the land. And Abraham went down to Egypt to sojourn there. For the famine was grievous. It is that time that God blessed him. Now don't forget, because it's going to land me to what I want to preach. Do you know this man, Abraham? He became the father of our faith. Everybody say, father of our faith. The founder of our faith is Jesus Christ, because he's the author and the finisher. So Jesus is the beginning and the end of your faith. So that is the founder. But the father of the faith is Abraham. According to the book of Galatians, in him shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And everybody that must walk by faith must copy the lifestyle of Abraham. That means that in the midst of the difficulty, if you are going to make it, faith must not be out of your life. Amen. What is faith? It's an expression of confidence in God. What is faith? It's believing that the Bible is telling the truth, irrespective of symptoms. Every generation has their challenges. Amen. There was a generation they faced First World War. There was a generation they faced Second World War. A generation too has faced coronavirus. And after the virus, there are pockets of war going on. When Ukraine war started, some president in Africa said that the economy is hard because Putin is fighting. We beg Putin, he didn't stop. Then whilst we are talking, then Gaza also started another fight. I don't know how it has affected the economy now. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now, we are living in a country now that Obienya will be chow.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's R. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual from Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the part.